suffering. I think he just says human bonding is suffering. And then so as my question, so okay, human bonding, bonding with people who are unlike minded or like beyond mind, like beyond minded people, like people that come here, makes sense. But then beyond that, I question how much of my energy and attention to bond with other people. So it makes things interesting.
Sounds difficult.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's just something I've come across recently. Like, I think if there's an aspect, I don't feel like I have suffering, but if there is, that I feel like that's a piece where I still have more challenge than anything else in my life.
What is the concept of all relationships are eternal? Because that sounds pretty scary. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. But I haven't heard of it. So scare me.
That's kind of scary.
I was thinking of the scene of the Star Wars bar. That bar scene with all those different creatures from all over the world. I don't know. I think I was thinking about my party past.
Well, it's not a concept. It doesn't come from anywhere except my own understanding.
So could you just explain a little bit?
I could. It's my both my experience and my knowing that all relationships are eternal. And that's the most I can say to you by way of explanation. Because it's not an idea, it's a seeing. And it's not a belief. Beliefs can be explained, traced back where it comes from to other beliefs or other ideas. Ideas can be talked about because they operate in chains. One idea leads to that idea, leads to that idea, so you can trace back. But a seeing is different. A seeing, in the sense I'm saying it, is a mystical insight. And I'm a card-carrying mystic. So certain things I say to you, certain things I share with you, is not anything I've necessarily read anywhere or heard anyone else say. When I first saw this, I really thought I was gonna explode. It scared me so deeply I can't even put it into words. Because I saw the truth of it all of a piece, all of a sudden, it wasn't a gradual understanding. And how could you not be scared down to your tippy toes if you suddenly realize that everyone you've ever related to continues to be and will eternally continue to be an eternal relationship? Now, I could sit here, and I absolutely could because I'm good at it, I could expound on it. I could say more about it. I could flesh it out. But I am taking your question literally. And the literal answer is what I've just said is the most I can say about it. I can talk about it for 55 more hours, but it won't give you anything more than the statement I've already made. So let me give it to you as I have and let you live with it for a while.